I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Second week of 2020. I hope it's off to a great start. Thanks for being here. I want to teach you and talk to you about flow. This is something that I've coined, and it makes so much sense to me. And while I was helping organizations to raise money, zero to 100K in 12 weeks, I realized that how I had my team in a flow. And I want to bring this to you because I had this epiphany, and hopefully after listening to this episode of Fundraising Secrets, you'll also understand how to be in the flow. Now, flow for me, it means the F is for foundation and future pace. Imagine having a solid foundation for any nonprofit event, successful event, fundraising made easy, so that you can actually future pace. Imagine what 50,000 volunteers would look like for your organization, or even 50 volunteers in your organization, right? Future pacing, what would that look like? Imagine getting $100,000 in 12 weeks. What would that do for your organization? Future pacing. Now, when I talk about foundation, I'm not talking about how your organization is built. What I'm talking about is the foundation of your event, or the thing that's going to help you to drive volunteers, donors, corporate sponsors into your organization. The foundation for me means decide what are you going to build? What is the one thing that you're going to build so that the buyer, the donor, a confused mind never buys? So what's the one thing? Is it an event? Is it a walk? Is it a gala? What is the one thing that you're going to build, right? And you're going to want to decide on that. So for example, my husband and I were in the construction industry, and say you're going to build a house, right? Now, we're not going to build the roof of the house first. We're going to build the foundation of the house first, right? And then the first floor and then the second floor. Like, you're not going to start from the roof and then go down. So decide what you're going to build. That could be an event. That could be a gala. It could be a course. Depending on what it is that you want to build, you have to have the foundation first. The second thing that you're going to need is to have faith that the market wants it and the market is telling you. They identified what the problems are, and you are able to fix it through your foundation of giving them exactly what they want, building the thing that they want, and having faith, right? And once you've identified, the market will identify you as the person that they want to join efforts with to help you to move forward and achieve this one thing that you've just built, right? So that's the foundation part of it, building the one thing and over a period of time to have a successful fundraiser. Now, the L is for leverage. Leverage means that who do you have for resources, right? You have to be resourceful. Being resourceful, I'll tell you a quick story. I studied fashion merchandising and design in college, and we are all familiar with shoes, right? Kenneth Cole is his name. So Kenneth Cole shoes, right? Now, Kenneth Cole, he was at the Jacob Javits in New York City wanting to go to this big shoe expo to sell his shoes, but he didn't have money. And he also didn't have a network or a net worth. He just had a passion for selling shoes. And he had all his shoes in the back of his car, and he didn't have enough money to be able to pay for a shoe vendor at Jacob Javits. So he saw that these publicists and PR people all had these media passes on their neck. And so he asked around, hey, you can only have access to this part, but the media has access to everything. So he figured out how can he's resourceful. So he decided, how can I get this to get people right in front of Jacob Javits? So he went down, he made these business cards at Staples or Office Max, went down to the zoning and asked, hey, how can I get a permit to be a vendor at this event, because I'm Kenneth Cole Media. And he changed the name of his company, did a business certificate, and now he became resourceful. And in doing so, he had these fake video cameras, and he hired people to move around with these fake video cameras and then videotape people pretending that they were doing the making of a shoe, the making of a great shoe story. And he sold out all of his shoes while these women were trying shoes on in front of Jacob Javits. So he was resourceful. He hired great talent and he outsourced his information. So using leverage to be able to get into the flow. The other, the O is for outcome. The outcome that you want to generate leads, you know, what's your goals, the time frame. So number one is leads. How are you generating leads to have the outcome, the desired goal? So when you're future pacing, imagine what $100,000 would look like. Imagine what $50,000 would look like in 12 weeks. So if you have the outcome and you know the goal that you can attain, then you can just follow this process and get leads. And then you have a time frame of how you want to build it out. Does this make sense? All right, so now you have your leads. You have to call it, convert it, give them value, right, for your information. And also the time frame. So you want to keep it within 90 days. Takes 21 days to form a habit, 63 days for a ritual. But in a 12-week period of time, 90 days, what's the goal and the outcome so that you don't burn people out? And then the final thing is W, which is the warranty. It also creates a win for your organization and for the people that are involved. So the win could be the trust that you have, and also the integrity. So having these two things together creates flow in 2020 for your organization. So hope you like this content. I'm Maya McNulty. If you like this content, share it, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts, tag an organization, and share this message. I'm Maya McNulty. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. Thanks for being here, everyone. I look forward to connecting with you. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.